Blog Talk Radio.
We were talking to the commissioner the other day. We said, how you doing, sir? What can I do for you? And I told him I need you to bring back something.
Football back. We in the crowd screaming out football back. It's kickoff time. We in love with the money. We shaking they pom-poms. That leaders, my honeys. We yelling football back. We in the crowd screaming out football back. It's kickoff time. We in love with the money. These chickens all on the sidelines. That leaders, my honeys. We yelling football back. New salary cap. And now I'm trying to put the whole NFL on my back. Come with Grammatica. See how my dog kick it. I take it to the crib. We sliding off the Mike Vickies. Come with them Pouncy twins. We keep it live, man. And these girls all on my balls like a lineman. I tried to Kurt Warner, man. They ain't listen or pay attention. Or did I mention he love my wood? Now she on the bench. She tried to come by that far, but girl, you tripping, huh? We up in Minnesota. Don't try to persecute me. Using floozy white chicks on the sideline. I call her Susie. So now they out here asking Tiki who my barber is. And don't be mad when I San Diego charge you shit. I keep them high, we be Kansas City Chief, and I'm just like.
Wait a minute. You got to start the show a different way today. Brian, this one is especially for you and Timmy and all those other Miami Dolphin fans out there. This one is for you.
What is it?
Wake up there, Miami Dolphin fans. 0-7 or 0-6 or whatever the hell you guys are, sucking for luck.
Oh, and shitty.
Sucking
for
luck.
Hey, I'm all down for it, man. I saw Andrew Luck last night. The guy throws a key interception, 36-28. What does he do? He comes right on the field and gets a touchdown. This guy is the real deal. This guy will bring Miami a Super Bowl. This guy will be better than Dan Marino. I will go 0-16 to get Andrew Luck. We got Andrew Luck sucking for luck shirts. My buddy does them. He's supposed to send me the shirt this week. You can have a picture of me on it saying suck it for luck. Brian brought that thing out. Brian's been saying suck it for luck for the last year. It's about time it's going to happen. We're going to get Andrew Luck.
Sucking for
not
luck.
Not so fast, my friend, in my Lee Corso voice. One man not turned that team around. Miami Dolphins looks like a $2 whore. Period and point blank.
Hey, watch that, man. Watch out with that comment, please.
So what about, let me see. We talk about one, yeah, I think you're right. You're on to something. One person cannot turn a whole team around. Except for Peyton Manning. It seems like one person brought that whole team down. You know, the defense isn't playing right. The offense definitely isn't doing what they're supposed to do. Reggie Wayne looks like a retired old man on the side of the sidelines now. What's going on? Indianapolis Colts, Peyton Manning, with the hurt of Peyton Manning and him being out, that whole Colts team just seemed to fall down, and they can't get up like an old man. They need that little lifesaver around their neck. Push the button, please. Push the button.
And I can't get up. Hey, instead of asking where's the beef, they ought to ask where are the touchdowns, where are the wins.
Where's Reggie Wayne? Where's 87? Where's Dallas Clark? Where's the guys that put them where they've been? They're on the field, but this new guy, Curtis Painter, found Pierre Garçon, and it's just a 1-2 to them all day. What's going on with that? But I'll tell you one thing. This might be is this a new thing? Tashard Choi is cut by Dallas Cowboys yesterday.
That's stupid move. Right move.
Wait,
stupid move.
Dallas Cowboys move. For this right here.
The offense are gonna pick him up.
Romo on a delay, hands off. DeMarco Murray. Going all the way for the touchdown. 91 yards for the score.
Marco Murray came out of nowhere last week, and everybody started reaching for their phones looking to see if he was already picked up on somebody's team.
Yeah.
Now me,
yeah, you were.
I did look. Yes, I did. And if he wasn't picked up, I would have picked him up. But what I one thing I don't do. And I don't believe in. If I would have picked him up, I don't know if I would have started him because I'm not really into one-hitter quitters. And I don't think he's going to have another game like that. What do you think, Mr. Dallas Cowboys extraordinaire fan?
Lewis?
Lewis, Mr. Dallas Cowboy?
I think he got so excited with the highlights that he fell off the air. I think he... might crash his car in the river. It might be over with. Lewis,
Lewis.
Dead, sir.
Lewis.
He's dead?
One more time. Here one more
Romo,
time.
Romo on a delay, hands off. To Murray. DeMarco Murray. Going all the way for the touchdown. 91 yards for the score.
Hey, I'm about to call you right now. 714-694-4150. Are you calling the show?
Who?
I'm talking to Mike right now, Misha.
714. I gave him the number.
Okay. Call. Hang up on my phone. He's on my phone. Hang up my phone and call the show.
I gave him the number.
Here we go. Teddy's on the line now. Teddy, you missed
us.
Jesus.
What's
not
going
ready.
On? What does Brian, did Brian say anything about me?
We listened to the intro, Teddy. Are you listening to the show at all? We listened to our intro song?
Yes,
no, I literally just got on right now.
Well,
I was at breakfast.
Well, let me just tell you the hook for that song. We didn't stop Tim Tebow for the first quarter. He was 1-7. We didn't stop.
He was horrible,
Tim
man. He's gonna be he's a one hit wonder. He'll be a one hit wonder.
No, he's not, dude. Tim Tebow's the real deal. I'm starting my fantasy today. I love Tim
horrible.
Tebow.
Speaking
worst
of one hit wonders, Lou, are you there? Lou, are you back?
I'm here, baby.
Speaking of is DeMarco Murray a one-hit wonder, or is he going to be a fantasy guru for the rest of the season? Is he going to be able to carry?
Here's my thing. One game does not a season or a career make. I need to see him do this 2, 3, 4, 5 times before I start to even think on believing the hype. DeMarco Murray is an okay player, has potential to be very good, but I'm just not going to sell the farm for one game.
Exactly.
Yeah,
don't release Tashar Choice.
I agree.
You know, Tashar Choice has been there in the trenches. 2 years ago against the Steelers, he kept you guys in the game. You know, he's been there. He's done the work. One guy has a great game, a career game. Career games come what? Once in a career. And you let Tashar Choice.
Yeah, I don't know why they had to release Choice. I thought that was stupid. I agree. I was so stunned by that. It's weird.
Because obviously, Felix Jones is injury prone. This young man has been hurt. I love him. I think he's a good running back out of Arkansas.
He's good when not injured, yeah.
Yeah, but he's injury prone. So you're going to hang your franchise's hopes of making a drive, going to the championship, bringing home number 6 on a rookie who had a career game. DeMarco Murray, he may be the greatest thing to ever touch the field. You know, since Emmitt Smith or Barry Sanders, but I'm just not convinced. You cut your other starter for
that's
a rookie
stupid.
One good game.
That was dumb. That's Garrett. I mean, Garrett, what's up with Garrett? I mean, we talked to Garrett.
I think they came
surprised.
From high. I don't think it was Jason Garrett.
I think you know they're definitely putting all their eggs in one basket with this one. You know, they really are.
Garrett's supposed to be a genius. Yeah, the Cowboys are still only like 500.
This
is what the Dallas Cowboys are saying about Tashar Choice. He's no longer a Dallas Cowboy, according to his Twitter account, and a report indicated that he had been waived to make room for rookie linebacker Bruce Carter to come off the physically unable to perform list. I just want to say thanks to all the great Dallas Cowboy fans. The tweet read on the Twitter account that is linked to the running back's official website. Our time in Dallas has come to an end, and the best is yet to come. God bless. The team will then work out an injury settlement with Choice should he clear waivers. A source told ESPNDallas.com, Carter is on tap to make his NFL debut Sunday against the Eagles. Choice injured shoulder last week against the St. Louis Rams and was limited to practice for 2 days by that injury. Friday, his hamstring tightened. And he was out of practice and scheduled for MRI. Choice has fallen to 3rd on the depth chart behind Felix Jones and rookie DeMarco Murray. So, sounds like Tashar Choice was the odd man out. So, who is their number 3 running back? Every NFL team has to have a number 3 running back.
Katie Sketchy. That's hilarious.
Our number 3 running back, he's an okay guy. You know, but our number 1, Felix Jones, is injury prone. You know, our number 2, DeMarco Murray, you know, he's up and down, you know. I mean, he'll probably, you know, have a good game today. You know, he'll probably have a good game next week. But, you know, come Thanksgiving, what's going to happen? We just don't know yet.
You guys better be at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Tanner. Tanner's our third-string running back. But if you're going to release Tashar Choice, my advice to Jerry Jones, you go after some veteran. You go get Tiki Barber. I mean, he's sitting out there. If you're going to hang
around. Go get Ronnie
somebody,
Brown.
Yeah, go
get
Ronnie,
Julius
no, Ronnie.
Jones. Go get Brian's boy, Julius Jones.
Go get Ronnie Brown.
I want Ronnie Brown.
Ronnie Brown would have been a good choice.
Yeah.
You know, that's a good one. You know, he's trying to get out of
Philly. Oh, Philly.
Over there.
Well, let me ask you guys, who wins tonight, Cowboys, Eagles? Big game.
Eagles.
The Dallas Cowboys will
Where's
win
the game
ball.
Being played at? Where's the game being played at?
It's being played in Philly.
It's in Philly.
Philly is going to win. Michael Vick is going to go off, and Michael Vick is going to cause me to move up in rankings in my Comcast is Fun League so I can get up there to Brian Sanford, who is the commissioner. He talks a lot of shit, and he's always in the chat room. He's listening right now. Brian owns Camacho, and Brian's
Camacho's nightmare. I'm going to beat his ass.
He's Camacho's nightmare.
Brian, you're horrible at fantasy, though.
I'm 7-0, you fucking retard.
No way.
Yes, I am. And I'm the best team in the league, and I'm playing Camacho's wife. If I lose today, I'm going to kill myself.
You're going to have to wear the
diaper.
I
feel
like I'm
finally
I'm not losing Camacho's wife. Or I'll lose
Misha.
Misha, I sent you a trade, and will you look at that trade before...
Stop trying to... Give Misha Aaron Hernandez.
Is what I want.
You want Aaron?
I'll tell you
something. Aaron Hernandez, or I want that poor fucking beautiful son of a bitch, Rob Gronkowski.
Want one of your buddies? Hey, check it out. If you want to call in, you want a sit start question. You have a sit start question. Maybe you got a late waiver pickup. You want us to evaluate for you? 714-694-4150.
Yep.
This is Soul Kitchen Radio.
You are now tuned in to Soul Kitchen Radio Sports Show.
All right, so.
You play to win the game. You play to win the game.
The game.
Let me throw this out there. Did anyone else see this week T.O. held an open workout and not one team showed up? You're telling me one team in the whole league could use him?
The Bears.
Chicago Rush offered him a deal from the Arena League.
Could you believe that nobody showed up for this workout? That's got to kill his ego, no?
He tried to kill himself.
What do you mean he tried to kill himself? When?
He overdosed on 36 Vicodin pills.
That was like two years ago.
When was I know T.O.?
What's up?
We went to school with T.O. Yeah. I mean...
No, you didn't.
He popped 36 Vicodin pills, and he was rushed to the hospital. You know, his stomach was pumped. He was definitely trying to commit
suicide.
Why did
he do that, did they say?
Well, he said it was...
They said that the main reason why he did that is because he's really upset that the McRib is not back yet. And he's been saving for a long
time. The McRib. Wow, the McRib is back.
Ryan, you're pretty torn up about the McRib not coming back.
It's freaking delicious, you know. I don't blame the guy. I mean, Jesus Christ, I've been praying to bring back the McRib.
When the McRib was back, I wanted to have sex with it. I got so excited.
Ryan,
remember that from St. Louis?
I remember what you did last time. Yes, I do.
So you remember that?
Yeah. So let me bring it back home here. Do you think that T.O.'s going to go to the Bears? Is that really...
That's what I'm hearing. I was on BleacherReport.com today.
Why did I keep hearing the Raiders? I don't want T.O. in Oakland.
That's a good fit, man.
They played together last year.
He has experience with Carson Palmer, and, you know, and he is a Raider. He's a motherfucker that will run bridges and act a fool, so... I'd like to see that.
I think he's got at least one or two years left.
But I feel like, you know, T.O. is a diva, but he's not that big of a troublemaker or anything. You know, he's not.
I'll tell you one thing I've always liked about T.O. is he would talk shit, right? But then he gets on the field and bags his shit up.
Agreed.
And he always did, and I always respected him for that because he is not Kashawn Johnson, Keisha Johnson, where Keisha would talk shit and then give you nothing. At all.
Oh, hell no. You best be giving me that ball.
T.O. is a definite threat on any team he goes to because he's always been an awesome receiver. So, if I were GM,
you could probably get him on the cheap right now, too, because they know there's not much interest out there. I think it's
good. Yeah, Keyshawn Johnson. That's what it is. Thank you, Brian.
I'm looking at him right now.
He took you 15 times to finally say it, but you got it, man.
I thought you were going for Deshaun Jackson. I was confused.
Deshaun Jackson is a friend of ours.
Keyshawn Johnson. He was good when he was on the Cowboys, too.
Keyshawn?
He played at USC. He was good on Dallas.
All right.
Playing for Tampa Bay. It was terrible when he played for Tampa Bay.
I need one of you guys to do me a favor. I need one of you guys to do me a favor. I went on my ESPN. It's not fantasy or anything, but I need to pick my picks in my league, and they wouldn't let me do it on the computer I was using today because there's an Internet Explorer error. So I need people to go on and read my picks, and I'll tell you who I like. I give you my password: Chad Pennington Man, and I think it's Rogers 33. Chad Pennington is the man. Can one of you guys do it? Anybody have a computer?
Tanya's on the computer, and she won't let me do it.
Tell Tanya to shut the fuck up. Go stab her for me. I need this done, dude. Chad Pennington, the man, in Roger 33, ESPN.com.
What does Roger 33 mean? What kind of password is that?
That's my password. That was my name in high school, man. Nobody knew Brian's name because I was so quiet. So they always call me Roger. Roger, my name. Nobody knew my name.
I
never talked. I was so shy. It was a volleyball. I
can't even imagine
the name
you
Roger.
Never talking.
I was quiet.
Hold on. Let's bring it back. Wait a minute.
Why do people think you do this? game for the Lions. Burleson on the end around. He fakes it. Stafford fires to Johnson. Trying to break away. He does. Calvin Johnson goes all the way. 57-yard touchdown. Stafford to Johnson. Watch this. You're going to see him come into motion. Now watch what this ghost fake does.
Megatron. Megatron is out this year. This is, here we go. We got a question for her husband, Joker99. Brandon Jacobs or Roy Helu? Wow, Brandon Jacobs was coming back from injury.
I didn't start him today.
Brandon
Jacobs.
So tell me, Brandon Jacobs over Roy or Roy Helu? Which one do you want to start?
I wanted to start Brandon Jacobs. No. I mean, look at the Dolphins' defense. They're horrible. I mean, Dansby. But Miami's defense is kind of starting to come around. Helu with Hightower out right now. It's him and Ryan Turan. He's going to get a lot of third down carries. Washington plays who today?
Washington is playing. Hold on, let me see.
Granddad. This is a happy belated birthday.
They're playing Buffalo. Washington is playing Buffalo. In Buffalo.
All right. It's been a tough game. Buffalo's pretty good.
Me, I would go I would go Brandon Jacobs. Joker 99. I would go Brandon Jacobs. Brandon Jacobs is definitely got a chip on his shoulder, you know, and Bob Bradshaw has been carrying that team, and I think Jacobs has something to prove. So I would go Jacobs. Roy Helu, yeah, off and on, but I think the Ryan Terrain train is going to get most of the carries in that game. Plus it's raining and snowing, so they're going to be run heavy anyway out there.
Oh, it's snowing?
In New York, yeah.
Wow.
In Jersey,
snowing, like a lot of places. New York, the Giants are playing often.
Are you still going on 2-14? I say the Dolphins are 2-14.
They're going to get Andrew Luck. 0-16.
No, they're not going to go 0-16.
No, they're not
going to
go 0-16.
I still
think they're not as bad as the Colts.
Well,
the Colts are pretty horrible.
The Colts are pretty bad.
Would be my...
Hey,
they're
Brian,
bad,
did
they
you get a chance to do what I told you to do yesterday?
Brian, what was that? What was I supposed to do?
Figure out my mom's picks.
Oh, yeah, I heard some of them. I didn't.
All right, I got it. I got it all down. Okay. Got it down packed. We're gonna call her, and we're gonna get Rick's mom picks right now on fantasy football.
Woo! Do my gridiron too for me. I need my gridiron done. Can someone do it?
I don't know. I'm in there. I don't know how to do it, bro.
Go all the way down the gridiron. You don't know how to do it?
No.
You don't know how to tie your shoes? Teddy, can you help him?
How's Teddy going
to help? How am I supposed to help him tie his shoes? He's in California.
Camacho doesn't know how to do it. Camacho doesn't know how to do it.
No.
I don't know. I'm half drunk and stoned, man. I can't do it.
That's what his wife's going to say when I beat her today. Woo! 8-0, baby. I'm going 8-0.
No way.
Your wife is going down.
Wow.
If one wife down, I'll take the second down.
He's the type of guy that would take the one of the life rafts off Titanic and leave the women and children behind.
Just like Kanye said about Jacob last night, he said you were going down on him.
Hello.
He said you were yelling at him for being over here. I don't know why.
Was I yelling at him?
Yeah.
Our
neighbor, Melissa, that was down here, you were yelling at her too. She goes, who's this weird guy yelling at me on the phone?
No, she was talking shit, and then we got into it.
I don't know why you harassed her, though.
Okay, here we go. Look, check it out. So, radio, let's quit talking about that bullshit. Let's talk about some games. We got Miami and New York Giants. Is Miami going to finally get their first game?
I'm going to go with the Dolphins this week out of desperation.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't know. Is it you on the phone?
Yes, Mom. I got my mom on the line, guys. Say hi.
It's Mama.
Hi. Hello, everybody.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning to everybody.
Hello, Ms. Camacho.
Uh-huh.
I'm in Vegas again. I made it to Vegas again, so we need to get your picks.
Okay, hello to you. I don't know how to
yeah, back in Vegas.
Well, let me
back
tell you, everybody. Week six
hello?
Was the first week we brought my mom into the game. Week six, she went 9-4, picking the upset of Tampa Bay over New Orleans. Week seven, not so good. She went 8-5, but that's still above 50-50. So together, she's 17-9 for the last 2 weeks. Week six and week
that's
seven.
That's pretty damn good.
So
I don't even know what I'm picking.
Yeah, that's the best
another
part.
Game.
So here we go. Here's your picks, Mom. Miami against the New York Giants.
I'll pick the New York Giants.
Okay.
Good pick.
I mean, I don't know.
Jacksonville
or high school
and Houston.
Houston.
Houston, okay. Arizona at Baltimore.
Arizona.
Okay.
Ooh, that's an upset.
That's possibly an upset right there.
Hey, Mom, here's a question for you. Here's another question for you. Somebody in the chat room, they have Matt Stafford or Eli Manning. Who do you like better?
I guess Eli Manning. I don't even know who these people
are. Stafford's hurt. You've got to start Eli Manning against Dolphins defense.
Okay, here we go. Okay, we'll get back to you, Joker. We'll get back to you with that question after we finish these picks. New Orleans against St. Louis, Mom.
New Orleans.
She always goes to New Orleans. Minnesota at Carolina.
North Carolina.
All right, the Kakalaki. Indianapolis at Tennessee.
Tennessee,
okay. Now, give me a reason why for Detroit against Denver.
Detroit, that's in Michigan, right?
Yeah.
And the other one's Detroit. Isn't that Chicago or someplace? No, that's Michigan.
Detroit
against
Denver. Detroit is playing Denver.
Oh, Denver? That's in Colorado, huh? Well,
yeah.
I'll pick Detroit. I don't know who to pick.
All right, she goes Detroit. Washington at Buffalo. That's not Washington State. That's Washington, D.C. at Buffalo.
That's New York, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll pick Buffalo. I don't know.
Good pick. I like
Cincinnati
it.
Cincinnati at Seattle. The Bengals. Cincinnati Bengals against Seattle Seahawks.
Horrible game.
The Bengals, whatever they are.
You couldn't pay me to go to that game.
And I agree. I don't know what a Bengal is either. I think it's a
Bengals are 4-2. They got a really
good
team.
It was a bagel or something like that. You know, I don't know.
A bagel. It's not a bagel. Okay. Cleveland Browns against San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, the 49ers, of course.
Yeah, that good pick. That easy pick. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
England Patriots against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, good game.
That's
a
good
one,
I guess.
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Wow. I don't know.
I kind of like doing it. It's a tough one.
Okay. Dallas Cowboys.
I don't see that game ending by more than 3 points.
Okay, hold on, guys. Mom, Dallas Cowboys against the Philadelphia Eagles. What a great game.
Oh, I'm picking Texas. Yeah, the Cowboys.
They're taking
nice.
The Cowboys.
All right.
Okay.
Go Cowboys.
Wow.
And then to end it off, tomorrow night, Monday night, the San Diego Chargers against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, God.
The one's in California.
The one's in California, San Diego.
Okay, that's San Diego then.
Yeah, San Diego. Remember,
but
Mom?
We live in California, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Here's a funny story, guys. Here's a funny story, Mom. Do you remember this? I sent my mom and my nephew to Las Vegas for a week. When she came back, she brought me back a San Diego hat.
Oh.
You remember that, Mark?
No, I can't remember that.
So you bring me something back from Las Vegas, and you guys stayed over in San Diego for like an hour. You brought me back a San Diego airport hat.
Well, I can't remember.
Nice.
It's a lot of stuff I don't remember.
Yeah, you're old. But that's okay.
I know. Oh, my God. Your birthday's coming up, and so is mine at the same day.
Yeah, our birthday.
Camacho, or was it a mistake?
Yeah, you remember. He was my birthday baby, Ricky. Yeah.
Do you remember having him, or was it a mistake?
Well, you know, you never really tend to forget that kind of pain. So, you know, I'm not.
Tell the story of where you were at when you had me, Mom. Tell them the story of where you were when you had me.
How come? I was having a good time that night. I was celebrating my birthday, and all of a sudden the pains came, and I had to get this. And I had told everybody, the baby's not due right now, and all this stuff. So everybody left, and here all of a sudden this girl that got beat up, she showed up at my door. Because she got in a fight with some girls, and she's a big fat mess. And I says, I need to ride to the hospital. So she drove me to the hospital. The cops stopped her, and we've been escorted to the hospital for Ricky to be born. And then I was born, and then he was born on my birthday. And then the certificate didn't get fixed till the 12th, and they said he was born on the 4th. And I know he wasn't born on the 4th, so I had to prove all that he was born on my birthday. He was my birthday baby.
Well, that's not the story he told me.
Well, what did I tell you?
Well, it told me that
she
was
born. Remember
that
girl, Dan? She's the one that drove me, and she was a big fat mess, and everything she said in the man's waiting room, waiting for me to have a baby. And they thought that, I mean, she was there to see the doctor because she was a big fat mess. I mean, they had some girls
she's
had beat her up and everything.
She's a big fat mess head? What?
No, remember Jan, that blonde-headed girl? She's the one that drove me to the hospital. She got beat up that night by some girls, and but you know what she did? Later on, she got each of those girls that beat her up by herself. And then she beat them up, but one at a time. But of course, you know, it was three of them ganged up on her. And she said, I'll get each one of them because I know each one of them.
All right.
Knew they couldn't take her one at a time, you know, I mean, one at a time, but then she beat the shit out of the girls, you know, one at a time. She got back to the girls.
And then she went home and made cupcakes. It was a beautiful day.
I don't know. No. She worked Canada working for the police department.
Okay, Mom. Well, thank you for your pick. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Let's talk sports,
okay?
Okay,
honey. Yeah, don't forget our birthday next month. I mean, I think it's next month. Not next month. The month after next month.
December 3rd. Okay.
Yeah.
Bye.
Okay, honey. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, so Soul Kids Radio, we're back. That is that. Yeah, let's talk a little bit more sports. Let's get
come
this in real quick. Hold on, here it is. Right, da 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 da.
You are now tuned in Soul Kitchen Radio Sports Show.
Okay, so back to Joker's 99. She wanted to know. Matt Stafford or Eli Manning?
Simple. Can I break it down real quick?
Yeah, break it down.
Simple start, guys. Matthew Stafford is injured. He probably might not even play, which Sean Hill might have to possibly start. Stafford's always out. He's always injury prone. He's going to throw a couple interceptions in that mile-high weather. Eli Manning, come on, dude. He's going against the Miami Dolphins. Vontae Davis out. He's going against Nolan Carroll. I mean, dude, Cruz is going to light it up. I didn't start Cruz today. Manningham's going to light it up. Jacobs might even get a couple good runs. I didn't start Jacobs today, but I start Smith. You know, so if you're going to start anybody today, start Eli Manning. Like I tell people, Eli Manning isn't the prettiest quarterback, but he's going to get you 20 to 25 points, and he throws for 350 yards. He'll throw for probably two to three touchdowns today, maybe one interception, but he's a better start than Matthew Stafford. Stafford is going down, my friends. Overrated. Lions are done. Call it a day. Giants win by 10. 0-7. Suck it for luck. Keep doing it.
Suck it for luck. Oh, come on.
If anybody wants shirts, suck it for luck, power my boy Eric Ross. He'll hook you guys up with that.
Let's get into some of these games. Miami against New York. I'm going to New York Giants New York Giants are at home, and like you said, Miami's sucking for luck. Jacksonville at Houston. Now to me, Jacksonville got lucky last week. They're not a real good team.
Yeah.
I think Houston is going to tear them up today. So So I'm going Houston all the way. Anybody else have anything other than that they want
to? Yeah, I mean, Jacksonville has no quarterback. So you're just going to run the ball to Marcus Drew. The receivers are pretty horrible in Walker. I mean, you know, they got, again, as you said, they got lucky last week. I see a big dosage of, I see a big dosage of Foster and Tate, Ben Tate. I think Walters is not a bad start today if you're looking to start somebody. Owen Daniels is not back. It's Jacksonville's defense has given up a lot of points. Jack Del Rio is going to be fired at the end of the year. Houston in a landslide. I do not see Jacksonville even, you know, coming close.
I have a prediction. I think the Dolphins are going to pull an upset and win by a mere little field goal.
Nice.
Well, in New York today?
Yep. I feel
hey,
like
Louis,
they're
going to be. It will be an upset, because that's to say the least.
Oh, yeah.
But it would not be good for me. I would try.
Brian,
what?
Did you see? I just saw it came across the bottom of the screen on ESPN, and Bill Cowher quoted us saying, "I have not been contacted by any teams and have no plans on coaching next season."
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, that's
well,
it.
I mean,
the Dolphins are going to have to go with Jeff Fisher.
That wouldn't be a bad move. But look, here we go. Demaryius Thomas or Percy Harvin? What do you guys think? Demaryius Thomas, he had that. I would say Percy Harvin. I don't trust Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow was.
No, I had Percy Harvin a couple of my leagues. He's injured. He's got a bad calf. Demaryius Thomas is beast. Tebow's going to touch the same man, Georgia Tech, the Florida connection. I like Demaryius Thomas to get at least one touchdown today, maybe 10 points. 10 to 12 points. I really do. I kind of feel it. I don't see Harvin really doing much. It's just being a kick returner. So I see him as. So that's what I like. I'm not starting him in my league. If you want to listen to a guy that sucks, you listen to me. I'm 7-0, 5-2 in the ESPN league. You might win. So you might go home and count your cookies tonight. cookies are good.
I was like Cookie Monster. Jesus. Glad they played with Tim Tebow. They're
going to
get it done.
Well, I mean, everybody
having, Percy Harvin is having rib issues, not ankle issues.
Okay. Well, I thought he was having mother issues, but. I guess I was wrong. You know, it is what it is. You know, can't remember everything.
So let's go on to the next
big
one. Go ahead. Who was that? Mike?
Yeah, I was going to say I'm a big Tim Tebow fan, but, you know, the way he plays is just so wild and sporadic that, you know, I can't see him pulling it off. I mean, he hasn't had one smooth game since he's entered the NFL. It's just always been crazy, wild, running around, and you never know what's going to happen next. But then again, that's what we all tune in for.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's what fantasy football is all about. Let's go out to Baltimore, Arizona, at Baltimore. Baltimore is having a crazy, crazy season, up and down like a roller coaster. They get beat last week. I'm playing three players on Monday night, and they get a total like 12.
That's a crap game.
You know, that was shitty. But is Joe Flacco going to turn it around and go crazy against the Arizona Cardinals today?
I think Peterson's going to have a game
think
today.
So.
I don't know. I think it's going to be a lot of Ray Rice and dosage of Ricky Williams today. Hopefully Torrey Smith. Hopefully Torrey Smith's going to go deep. Need a big bomb from my boy Torrey from Maryland. Mm-hmm. Three
Torrey
touchdowns
Smith
in the first
with
half.
Some Joe Flacco, that's what I'm looking at. So I was looking. I got my own question. I'll take you guys for this one. Let me go into my team. Should I play Joe Flacco or who's my other one? Joe Flacco or Matt Schaub?
I take Schaub. That's in our Yahoo League too, isn't it?
That is our Yahoo League.
Yeah, somehow.
Right about
Yahoo.
Now, I take my grandmother over Joe Flacco right now.
Yeah, I mean, Flacco's just he's just an average quarterback at best. He's not gonna put up big numbers. He's not the prettiest quarterback out there. Schaub with Johnson out, big loss, but they're playing against Jacksonville. You gotta look at the games. Arizona got Peterson, and their defense isn't that bad. So I think Arizona's going to come out and play. I mean, if you guys are looking to start somebody today with Wells out. Wells.
Beanie
Wells.
He's been ruled
Beanie
out.
Wells.
Beanie Wells.
Last I heard,
thanks for me.
Last I heard, he was
he was a game time decision, and they hadn't ruled.
Well, let me see. I'm testing out right now. Beanie Wells is expected to play Sunday despite being limited to practice all week, according to Adam Scheffler of ESPN. That was today, so he is active for today's game. How much he plays? I'm not going to tell you.
Beanie Wells is not going to play. He's deactivated. Where do you think he's going to activate?
Where did you see that?
Looking at it and right now. Sunday, October 30th. Running back Beanie Wells' knee is expected to play Sunday despite being limited to practice all week.
Wow.
ESPN's Adam Scheffler. I don't know. Do we listen to Adam Scheffler or do we listen to Brian Kaiserman? I don't know. Adam Scheffler.
I was just on the computer. That's why I started Alfonso Smith or Alonzo Smith.
How much he plays, Alonzo Smith might be a good choice, but
let me throw a question out there. What happens more tonight? Michael Vick interceptions or DeMarcus Ware sacks?
That's gonna be interceptions.
What's the over under on that?
I'm going to interceptions because DeMarcus Ware is not going to catch him too many times.
You don't think?
I think Ware is going to get him at least twice.
It's gonna be
Beanie Wells is active with a knee against the Ravens. Give Wells credit for beating his recovery timetable of 1 to 2 weeks after spraining his knee in last week's game. Not close to 100% and expected to play.
Well, guys, if you have Smith, start Brandon Jacobs, because I should have started Brandon Jacobs. Like, God damn it. My Yahoo,
it's
my
too
email.
Late. 9:54. You still got
too late.
6 minutes.
I mean, I would have to ask one of you guys to help me out. You want to help me out?
No.
Nobody wants to help me out, do they?
No.
I'll just take it like a man.
Alex Smith over Joe Flacco. What do you guys think?
Definitely Alex Smith. Alex Smith is having a career year.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Alex.
He's
making Jim Harbaugh look like a genius.
He really is. Or it might be the other way around, too.
Really thinking, you know what? I think the 49ers are going to suffer a loss today to the Cleveland Browns.
Really? The Browns? Are you kidding me?
I mean, Browns,
I think so. I mean, any given Browns Sunday, NFL is NFL. You know, the Browns, they played tough against the Raiders.
Yeah, but
if
still.
If it was Cincinnati, Cincinnati would beat them. But the Browns, I think the Niners are going to walk in this one.
So, Lou, who you got, Alex Smith or Joe Flacco?
Alex Smith.
There you go.
You know what? I'm taking your guys' advice. I just put Alex Smith in my league. He's my starting quarterback today.
When you win, I need my
kickback. I hate 49ers. So.
In what league? Yahoo?
Yeah, in the Yahoo league.
The one you're going to lose again? If you lose today, you're 4-4, man. You and Misha are starting to get head-to-head again for who's going to get the playoff spot.
Oh, Brian, talking trash, huh?
I'm already making the playoffs. If I lose to your wife today, then Teddy's going to murder Tanya. I mean, it's not going to happen. But, I mean, I'm going to win. I mean, has your wife decided to start players? Because I want it to be kind of fair. I want to kind of get a little stressed out, have an anxiety attack like it seemed to have a lot. And, I kind of want to get, like, you know,
Brian.
In the bathtub. But, you know, is she starting players or is she missing them? I mean,
she's right here. She's listening to you.
Sketches in the game. Teddy Sketches and Misha can't play. They're not on bye weeks. Lewis can play if you need him. I mean, they can fill your three spots. You got all your players on bye.
All I heard was rape, stab, abortion in the bathtub in that conversation.
Call break back.
Yeah.
The only thing they don't have a tight end, and they don't have one defensive guy. So
I'm not starting one defensive guy either. So I mean, I'm going with three. And why couldn't they pick up a tight end? Tight ends are pretty easy. Could have picked up Mercedes Lewis. Could have picked up a couple of guys. They didn't want to waive anybody?
Jason Witten.
Now, Witten's not going to be out there. But maybe I'll give her Antonio Gates to borrow for a night.
Fucking bastard. And my Evelyn Lozada voice.
Did you hear that?
What'd you say?
Evelyn Lozada voice, you are a non-motherfucking factor.
I'm a what?
In her basketball wise voice, you are a non motherfucking factor. She's making the shirts.
Nice.
I'm a non motherfucker. She's wow. She thinks she's gonna beat me.
She will.
I mean, if she beats me, then Teddy screws Kristen for go. I mean, it could happen. You know, these do happen a lot. So I don't see it happening. But hey, it is what
right.
it is.
If you actually win tonight, maybe I'll think about quitting drinking tomorrow.
Good. That'd be good. That'd be really good for you, Teddy, because I am going to win. I will win, and I will go the 8-0. The only person I'll probably lose to in the Iowa, and I'll really cry about it, but it'll be Misha, you know?
Hell yeah.
Misha will get in the playoffs.
No.
And I'll lose to him. But I
yeah,
I'm
making a comeback. I'm 2-5, baby. 2-5.
You got to win today, man. I'm starting Ponder over McCoy.
Yeah.
My boy Christian
Ponder's horrible.
He's not horrible, dude.
No, he's
you
not.
You mean taking screen-based defense, you idiot?
What?
Dude, are you an idiot? Come on, dude. Ponder's
right,
please.
Christian Ponder,
so
you're talking about him like he's a god
all
now all of a sudden?
All your fantasy owners. I'm 5-2 in fantasy.
Oh.
Who do I start? Gase or Shanto? I can't say the guy's name. Shanto or whatever his name is. I started Antonio Gates. I think Gates is going to light Kansas City up, hopefully.
Bruce Chantel.
The guy plays for Minnesota. I can't pronounce his name. I know. Come on.
Deshante Shanko or whatever.
Shanko. There you go. Shanko.
Yeah. Devon is Deshante Shanko or something weird like that.
Deshante Shanko. Love that dude.
No, Deshante Shanko. Yeah.
He's good, too. And I mean, I got Antonio Gates, so I went with Antonio Gates at the last minute.
My wife said in her Caster Troy voice, "Shut your fucking mouth."
Well, I'm gonna win. So, it is what it is. And then you're gonna hear it again, Camacho. Yeah, then I gotta play Jason. God, I'm just beating everybody up. I'm beating everybody. God, I mean, I beat you. I'm gonna beat. You know, your wife, and I'm going to beat your son.
No, Brian, you're going to lose. You're going to have to wear the diaper tonight, man. Not good.
and then when you come to California, we're going to beat your ass.
I'm an occupied
person. You can't
supposed to tell you this right here.
Camacho, you can't beat me in a bed to save your life. Camacho has never won a bed versus Brian. Never. He's gonna owe me a jersey. He owes me $20. I mean, it's just God. Take this guy's money. I don't even need to work.
Did you know how the divisions are starting to come apart? And the Dolphins. Reggie Bush said the Dolphins stink, and then Jeremiah Bell said that he's an asshole or whatever, and they're gonna have the whole team's falling apart.
Oh,
I meant to bring that up before. Did you see that?
Yeah, I heard about that. Bell hates him.
Guess what? Guess what time it is? It's 10 o'clock, guys. It's NFL.
Oh,
you know,
man.
Let's go.
Time to go watch some football.
Let's go, guys.
Brian Stanford, I just want to tell you, since you're in the chat room, every TV you go into today, make sure you turn it to the NFL games. That's the only way you're going to watch football today because you're working.
And you're going to go down, Camacho. And, guys, this is what I got to say. Next week, I'll be live from Kansas City. You heard it right. I will be in Kansas City next week for the Dolphins game. So we're going to have a wild crowd. It's going to be crazy. I'm going to get these fans on the phone. They're going to yell, scream. They might yell for you, Nisha. Girls are going to be taking their shirts off. It's going to be bad. I mean, yeah, whatever. I was at that lame-ass bar in Georgia. Which was horrible.
Yeah,
next week we're going to be live from Kansas City. Dolphins, Chiefs, Ryan will be there or be square. So
yeah, just
show
to know everybody, tomorrow's Monday show, we have Ricky Mena coming on the show tomorrow. But me, I'm going to be live from Oakland, from the Occupied
Gay
Oakland
Pride
protest. Misha, are you coming on tomorrow?
I can't, man. I'm in Massachusetts. I would love to come down, but I'm coming back Tuesday night.
Don't get locked up at Occupy.
You don't want to just get on BART right now and you'll be here by tomorrow.
I wish, man. I know, right?
BART in Massachusetts. All right, well, tomorrow I'll be live from Occupied Oakland, right in the heart of it. I'll be with my man Gary Archer. I'm going to be with Boots Riley from The Coup and a couple other people, maybe Sean Kennedy. We'll see who shows up out there, and we're going to be with all the hobos and the people that stink and the people that are really doing something out there. So it's going to be great.
Almost? No, you'll fit right in.
Brian, you'll be there.
Yeah.
Brian's the leader of that.
You are now for now.
Yeah, Brian, you own that group.
Yeah, you'll fit right. Teddy actually is going to be there. He's flying in tonight. He wants to know if
yeah.
he's going to take right, airport tomorrow, so.
I'll enter both of you. Come on. I'll enter both of you guys into a hot dog eating competition the long way. So, I mean, just so you guys stop fighting over it.
What up, man? This is Donovan Warren with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Kicking on the Soul Kitchen Radio. On the Soul Kitchen Radio.
Okay, we're out, guys. We got to go car punctures today, and we have to go to watch football. So it's off the hook. So
go Dolphins! Go Dolphins!
Soul Kitchen Radio. Soul Kitchen Radio. Soul Kitchen Radio. Soul Kitchen Radio.
Later.
Best show next week.
Peace out.
Chiefs. Peace, guys. Give me a break.
Hang up the phone.